Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, so this is great. We're going to talk to a legendary Tampa Bay Buccaneer, Mr. Derek Brooks, number 55.
When you were in Orlando, were you aware of Mr. Derek Brooks?
Everybody is aware of Derek Brooks. Definitely one of the more popular Buccaneers ever to don the orange and white.
Absolutely.
And he does a lot of great work. Went to Florida State University, much like my sister. And let's get him on the phone here. Derek, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm pulling over the parking lot.
All right. Take your time. Be safe.
All right.
We're here to talk about the honorary Buck for a Day with Miller Lite. Winner gets man, this is huge. A winner gets a signing bonus, probably very similar to the signing bonus you got, Derek. football's minimum salary, a one-day equivalent, a VIP day at the Bucks facility, behind-the-scenes experience at Bucks September 25th game versus Atlanta, and a ton of other Miller Lite prizes. What's it like being a Tampa Bay Buccaneer, if not just for a day, Derek?
Well, it's going to be a great experience for the fan to be the honorary Buck for the day. And I really want to specify that the winner must be a legal age drinking consumer.
Okay.
21 years old in the state of Florida.
So we definitely want to make sure of that. But they're going to have a fun experience. And obviously, one of the highlights for me is I get a chance to interact. And I just want to encourage all the consumers to go out to our Miller Lite Tampa area retailers, whether it's Racetrack or Hess, Champs, The Rack. How about Courtside Grill?
Love Courtside.
Exactly. So you'll get a chance to go to some, you know, just a few of the places that are participating Miller Lite retailers and register to win.
Derek, look at you. You hit all those copy points like a champ, my man. You're a spokesman. This is awesome.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm not going to say I can ever get used to this, but I'm excited anytime a corporate sponsor asks me to get on board and getting a message, obviously, out to our fans.
Derek, you going to take the winner through any tackling drills at all?
Well, you know, the physical part, you know, what I do, those days are gone. I'm excited to coach them if they want to get out there and participate, but the physical part of me participating in football, those days are long gone, so I'm doing the best I can to enjoy retirement.
We are talking to legendary Tampa Bay Buccaneer Derek Brooks. Hey, I got to ask you a question, bro. Now, I had never been to a football training camp before, and we got a media pass out there for Bucs camp this year.
Oh, my God, Derek. Derek, this member of the media, he had to take a knee just watching the Bucs practice. He was so hot out there. What a sissy.
Yeah, how do you do that in pads, man? How do you freaking get out there in full pads and run around like a maniac? It is 150 million degrees, dude.
Well, let me ask you this. Did you get mentally prepared before you go? Did you get mentally prepared? Did you say, hey, I'm going to training camp. It's going to be hot. Let me fill up with fluid. Did you do that?
If I fill up with fluid, you mean doing bong hits in my lonely apartment? That's how I get myself mentally prepared. I guess I probably should have hydrated with some Gatorade or something, huh?
Yeah, you definitely took on some water, man, or some Gatorade or the other type of fluids before you go out there. But it's a drain, man. People think, you know, we just go through it routinely because we're out there and we get used to it, but it's not. I mean, every single day you got to get mentally prepared to go out there and not only practice and try to do your best, but you can't let the heat be a distraction. And that was a constant rally cry that we used when we played. Hey, the heat's going to be a distraction for the opponents. That's why we make them wear black or dark-colored jerseys when they come here in September. You know, I want to encourage you. When you go out there to practice, man, fill up on some H2O. All right, not no bongos, but some H2O.
I'm going to do that next time, I promise.
Derek, in all your years of playing football, did you ever see a member of the media take a knee at a practice?
I've seen quite a few things go on with our members during my 14 years, so it's not the first strange thing that I've seen, but you know, I'm a little bit embarrassed, man. You was under a cool tent and you still took a knee?
I got no excuse, bro. I've been in Florida for about 30 years. I have no excuse at all. I had to take a knee or I was going to pass out there at Bucks practice, and I couldn't have Geno Hayes give me mouth-to-mouth. That'd be ugly.
That would be very ugly. So But I tell you what, hopefully our honorary buck of the day will be a little bit more mentally prepared than you were.
I hope he's twice the man that I am.
Hey, Derek, let me ask you a question. When you see people still rocking the 55 jerseys at the Bucks games and around town, how does that make you feel? Is it a different feeling from when you used to play, or is it still the same feeling?
Well, it's all about, you know, me just saying, you know, thank you for the support. And to be honest with you guys, I'm full of joy when I see people walk up to me, whether they're wearing a jersey, and they're very gracious for being a fan of Derek Brooks as a human being and as a man.
Wow, and you sound like a grateful guy, and I just want to get your take. Of course, we all mourn the passing of the great Buccaneer Leroy Selman. In your own words, Derek, tell us what he meant to you and to the Tampa Bay Buccaneer community at large.
I think, first of all, for me, I got to say Leroy treated me like I was a teammate. And, you know, the words that people are saying, you know, from humility to a great leader to a great man to an ambassador for Tampa Bay, all those things are true. And he led by example. And it's his footsteps that I tried to follow in my tenure here in Tampa, from as a player all the way till now, the things that I do in the community. He set a high standard, and he got the bar raised high. And I'm just trying to do my best to walk along those footsteps. And I had the pleasure of interacting with him on a lot of community-based projects where, you know, I could call on him or he can call on me of support no matter what the initiative is or was. We was behind it 1,000%. And that's what he meant to me. And I know we lost two great legends here the past few months, Tom McCuen as well as, you know, Leroy. But for me personally, the void that Leroy had in terms of how I looked at him as a man is probably not going to be fulfilled. But I'm going to try to do the best I can to keep his spirit alive by everything that I do and being an ambassador for the Tampa Bay area.
It shows, man. It really shows, Derek. You're a class act. Everybody go to www.buccaneers.com/MillerLite or to the participating Miller Lite Tampa area retailers. You can be an honorary buck for a day. We're talking to Derek Brooks.
Hey, Derek, I just have one last question. Do you play fantasy football, or is that just for us losers?
No, I'm getting into it slowly. So I'm going to start out in the minor leagues. There's a couple major leagues out there in fantasy football. So I'm going to start out this year in the minor leagues and get used to playing. I give advice to anybody that played fantasy football. I give my opinion. But this season, I've actually dove into the game. I'm into a small minor league, you know, some amateur, you know, here I am playing fantasy football. I'm an amateur. So I will start out small, and then next year I'll move into the big league.
Hey, Derek, one final question for you, too. How do we solve the Tampa Bay Bucks attendance problems, man? Last year the team was the only team in the NFL that had all their home games blacked out. I want to do whatever I can do to help this community and help the Bucks out. What can we do to get people to games, bro?
I think we can just keep preaching the message, man. As you get, you know, corporate sponsors here like Miller Lite holding these contests for the fans, and, you know, the players. I believe the players got to be our biggest ambassadors by getting out in the community and let people see them. You know, let them start to create their own legacies where, you know, they don't have to hold on to the Mike Allstars, the Derek Brookses, the John Lynches, and Warren Staffs of the world. They can start to connect with this team. And, you know, obviously winning is going to help, but I believe the players, the more that they can get out and establish themselves in the communities, I think that'll win fans over as well, that someone will say, hey, I want to go buy a ticket because I want to support this player as a person, as a man, more so than a football player. And it's going to take time. There's some healing over the years that has to be done. But the players cannot let that be a distraction. They can just continue to keep doing a good job on the football field, and those things will slowly be won over. And another thing, we got to stay out of the newspaper for the wrong things as well. I mean, just start doing things right. Let's start getting back involved in the community. And I think the community will slowly be won over. And as you continue to put a winning product on the field, that also helps.
Well, he's arguably the most popular Tampa Bay Buccaneer in franchise history. He's our new best friend. Derek, we congratulate you, man. You're doing a great job as an ambassador for the Bucs, and I can't wait to get involved in this honorary Buck for a Day contest, buccaneers.com/MillerLite. Some huge prizes. We appreciate your time very much, Derek. Keep up the great work you're doing, and we're proud to have you in the Tampa Bay community, man.
All right, thank you. Take care, guys.
You too, man. Thank you. What a phenomenal human being.
That was cool. I like that.
What a truly, truly great individual that we just spoke to.
He had a great point about the ticket sales. He said those guys need to get out there in the community like the Allstats and the Lynches and Derek Brooks did back in the day.
Absolutely. They need to build a new legacy.
And I think they are. That's why, I mean, when they cleaned house and they brought in all these young guys, they're developing good young football players and good people to get out there in the community. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, and props to the Tampa Bay Bucks for getting the right guy, too. Derek Brooks makes me want to, preach about Tampa Bay football and get people out the game. So thanks to Derek for joining us. That's awesome.
Shalom, my friends. Welcome back to the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Cut of the Day. The first rule of the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Cut of the Day is don't talk about it. Just tweet me at Seth Cush and tell me how much you love it, because I love you. Kisses, bae. Shalom, my friends. Welcome back to the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Cut of the Day. The first rule of the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Cut of the Day is don't talk about it. Just tweet me at Seth Cush and tell me how much you love it, because I love you. Kisses, bae.
Things are getting weird in here. I am standing talking in my underpants right now. Seth Seth is also in his underpants, and Danielle is holding her head in shame. Mimi, our traffic reporter, is in here probably planning her sexual harassment lawsuit against us. And a very nervous Mario, the masseuse, the licensed massage therapist.
Thank you, you're welcome,
is in the studio with us.
Listen, this is Danielle is so uncomfortable. I mean, I'm just in the underwear and I haven't even ripped my shirt off yet. Danielle, are you okay? Do you need to leave?
I am not okay. First of all, you understand that I enjoy boxer briefs. I am not going to look at yours, although it's all I can see.
And there goes the shirt.
Damn it. I made it 5 years, ladies and gentlemen. Almost six.
It was a good 5 years.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Just put them under the sheet. Here, Mario.
All right. Seth is now draped. We call that draping in the massage industry.
Yes, we do.
Yep. And Seth is being draped by a lovely lavender sheet that Mario has placed on top of him. Mario, take us through what you're going to be doing for young Seth Kushner.
For Seth, I'm going to be doing what's called myofascial release. I'm going to try to unwind his neck, the tissue on there, as much as possible so that he can get some relief, because he has some neck stiffness, and I'd like to alleviate that. I'd like to make him feel good. Hopefully a dude will sleep, when he goes home later.
Great. And if there's anything else you need released over there or any other stiffness pops up, Seth, keep it to yourself.
Danielle, why are you so bothered by a hairy chest?
I'm not bothered by a hairy chest. I'm just bothered by the friendship, the barrier that we used to have yesterday. It's gone.
Oh, yeah. There's
and
the barrier.
Just to let everybody know, I'm staring off in space as if I don't have any sight in my eyes at all. Seth is next to me, and at any given second, he rips the sheet off of him, exposing his chest. So that's where we're at over here in the studio.
True story. And I already see a bulge appearing around the groin area. In order to enhance that bulge, we brought in Mimi, our sultry-toned traffic reporter, who will be reading excerpts from the very popular book, Shades of Grey.
50 Shades of Grey.
That's
get
the
it
one.
Right.
Sorry. I'm glad to say I'm unfamiliar with that. And she'll be reading excerpts from that while Seth receives his man-on-man massage so that we can see if he chubs up a little bit. Mimi, are you there?
Well, I am, and I actually brought the 5-inch heels. And 50 Shades of Grey.
Watch out, Seth.
Wow. Yeah. That is a lethal combination. Woo! Seth loves some heels, and he loves 50 Shades of Grey, and I'm sure he's going to love a man-on-man massage. Mario, is there anything else we need to know before you go to work on Seth there?
Well, I've totally done a lot of body work on people, gay, straight alike, right? I've never had anybody chub up on my table.
Oh,
ever. Wow. Because ever. People are too busy breathing and, getting the most out of the massage. It hasn't happened. If it happens with you and not a gay person, what does that say about you, man?
I could be gay.
Possibly. So, I don't know. Just so you know, I love you, totally man love, and I want to help you out.
Oh, that's great. We'll use a liberal definition of the word help out, too. Now, Seth has the headphones on so that he'll be hearing Mimi read 50 Shades of Grey. Mario's grabbing the lotion.
Oh, man, this is going to be great.
It's going to be awesome.
I'm excited.
I love that you're starting off on your back. That's where most people finish the massage. I like that you're starting off there.
Well, no, Mario told me I need to get on my back.
Hey, he's the expert. I would listen to what he's got to say.
Now, do you need a package check at all? Because Phoebe is in the building.
I think we're good right now. I can see you're at a, if we're going to rate you on a scale, I say you're currently at a 1 or a 2.
Can you get to my neck right now with me wearing these headphones, Mario?
Yeah, headphones are fine. Just that microphone. The microphone's kind of getting in the way.
Okay, Danielle's going to hold the microphone.
I got the microphone. If you need to check in with either of these guys.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Mario. He's working on Seth's Seth's neck area. This is where Seth has been experiencing.
Oh, that's fine. Forget the headphones. Just let the pleasure take me away.
Seth has been experiencing a lot of stress in the neck area. Hopefully this will alleviate some of the hypochondria and the OCD that Seth has been experiencing.
Seth knows how to breathe from his other work with the tapping and stuff like that, you know? So
right?
I need you to do that now. Breathe, relax, let your head drop. Good, perfect.
Okay, now when should we have Mimi start reading?
Right now,
okay,
right now.
Mimi, go ahead and bust us a little 50 Shades of Grey.
This is my own personal challenge here. Okay. He strips out of his PJ pants and climbs in behind me. The water rises as he sits and pulls me against his chest. He places his long legs over mine, his knees bent, his ankles level with mine. He pulls his feet apart, opening my legs. I gasp in surprise. His nose is in my hair, and he inhales deeply. You smell so good, Anastasia. A tremor runs through my whole body. I am naked in a bath with Christian Grey.
Nude.
He's naked. If someone had told me I'd be doing this when I woke up in the hotel suite this morning, I wouldn't have believed them. He reaches for a bottle of body wash from the built-in shelf beside the bath and squirts some in my hand.
Oh.
He rubs his hands together, creating a soft foaming lather.
Mm.
He closes his hands around my neck, as you are doing,
yes.
Starts to rub the soap into my neck and shoulders, massaging firmly with his long, strong fingers.
Oh. Hey, Drew, will you take your shirt off so I feel more comfortable?
Okay. Why, are you starting to get aroused and you need something to disgust you?
Yeah,
let me just, I've...
It's not an underwear party if you have your shirt on.
Okay.
The underwear party is taking it up to, it was sitting at a 6. Right now it's at an 8. Drew's shirt is halfway undone. And here we go. What the heck? All the way. Here we go. And what are you, texting?
No.
Okay.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry. Seth asked me to. Now I'm taking off my shirt.
Seth, you have to look at him. Look at him.
Oh. Don't look at me. I'm disgusting.
Oh, no. You look good,
Drew.
Come on.
Actually kind of buff. Yeah, you're talking about.
You guys are too nice.
Dude works out.
No way. I'm sucking in my gut right now. I don't know why. Okay. So Seth is currently on his back. Mario is working his magic on the neck. Where would you say Seth is on an arousal state there, Danielle? Take a look down there.
Come on, man.
Take a look down at
the
package.
We're going to get Phoebe. I don't see anything. Phoebe's here. Hey, we need a pecker checker. Come here.
Oh, good. There's our pecker checker. Come on in, Phoebe.
Hi.
How are you? It's an underwear party. Get down to your underwear right now.
Oh, I have to be in my underwear to come in here?
Yes.
Drew, from where I'm standing, you look naked. Are you naked?
I have underpants on.
Okay, good.
It's an underpants party, not a naked party.
All right, so what do I have to do? I have to backhand?
Just give him the good pecker checker.
Well, you can use the front of the hand. I mean, he's your husband, for God's sake.
That's true.
You know? It's not like
this
it's
is
some...
weird. Okay, everybody turn around. Everybody.
Strange guy.
No, he's good.
He was good until you touched it.
No, I don't mean good in that way. I mean not good.
How's it going over there, Seth?
Oh, man, Mario's got the magic touch. I'd really like to feel these magic hands all over the rest of my body, though.
You want to flip over and we'll get some work done on your back?
Yeah, flip over.
You know, ironically, the next line in here is, you like that?
Yeah.
I can almost hear you smile.
Yeah, give me more. Give me more 50 Shades of Grey. This is great.
He moves down my arms, then beneath them to under my arms, washing gently. I am so glad that Kate insisted I shave today. His hands glide across to my breast, and I inhale sharply as his fingers encircle them and start kneading them gently, taking no prisoners.
I hate this so much.
My body bows instinctively. Oh.
Danielle is lying. He's laying on her back.
I might have a worse job than pecker checker because I'm the microphone girl, so I am on my back under Seth on this table right now.
Oh, if only we had a television program.
Oh, this is great.
So Seth is currently getting his back worked on.
Oh, let him loose, Mario.
Mario is letting it loose. Danielle is laying on her back facing Seth right underneath him. It's a good thing Phoebe is in here. Otherwise, we'd have big trouble.
Hey, Danielle, whose boxers do you like more, mine or Drew's?
I can't look at yours because I actually would like yours better, but I don't ever want to think about you in them ever.
Mine say kiss me all over them, just so you know.
I don't want to look at yours either. I don't want to look. I would love to just be blind right now. Can I wish blindness on myself?
No.
There's really blind people out there, Danielle. I probably don't appreciate that.
Yeah, they're listening right now thinking, bitch, I wish I had your sight.
Mario, this is so much better than Phoebe.
Oh!
Man.
No, you didn't.
That's cold, man.
Man, with her standing right there, you got balls of steel.
Is this weird for Phoebe to watch me get rubbed down by Mario?
Phoebe, is it weird for you?
It's a little weird to see another man rubbing my husband.
But weird in a hot kind of way, right?
You know, it might be weirder to see another lady rubbing him, so I guess this is okay.
Exactly.
When you say another man, you mean another man besides Drew.
Right.
Well, I've never actually witnessed them rubbing each other.
Yeah, we don't like to do it in front of her. It makes it awkward.
Yeah.
So he's working on his neck. Let's get a little bit more 50 Shades of Grey.
Wait, can I just tell you something?
Oh, yeah, go ahead, Seth.
I mean, Mario is just such a professional.
He really is.
I already feel so comfortable with him.
Good.
I mean, I'm ready to just take off the boxer briefs and just really let him get to work.
Well, this ought to do it for you then, okay?
Go ahead, Mimi.
My nipples are tender.
Whoa. Yeah, mine too.
Very tender, no doubt, from his less than delicate treatment of them from last night. He doesn't linger long as he glides his hands down to my stomach and belly. Is that what's happening over there or what?
I think that's what's happening.
Okay.
Okay, Drew. Okay, the hole in your boxers,
I know.
Don't touch
I'm
it.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to close it.
I didn't see anything, but
no.
I look over and you're sticking your finger through the
I'm
hole.
I'm trying to close
you're
it so you don't have
to
see anything.
Yet.
I'm sorry.
Please stop. I can see everything
I know.
Right now.
I'm trying to think of baseball so that I don't get aroused.
I just came eye level with Seth's package.
Oh, how'd that work out? Do you?
Give me a hug right now.
No.
Danielle, after that, can you see straight or are you a little cockeyed?
Okay, that's very funny. Very funny. We can redo it, guys.
Okay, now, Seth, you're going to come stop
they're
hugging,
by the way. They're touching.
God, almighty. Wow, we're both in our underpants. Seth just hugged me. I'm going to have you take over here. Oh, my God. Leave it for the
for anybody who's just listening to 97X for the first time, we don't do this normally. This is just a once in a lifetime kind of thing here.
This is just a fun Friday kind
a
of
fun
deal.
Fun Friday.
You know? I feel like I didn't really get the full thing of it. I didn't wear any underwear, so I.
Oh, my God. Well, you're not going to take us into HR for this kind of behavior, are you, Mimi?
Of course not. Please, are you kidding me?
Please don't. Please. We're scared. Oh, Drew's face down. All right, Drew.
Oh, my God. Oh, Mario.
I can feel his warm-ass breath through the blanket on my hand while he's moaning.
I'm so glad you added breath to the end of that sentence.
Yes. Mario can feel my warm ass while she can feel my warm-ass breath. Oh, my God. Oh, same-sex marriage is legal, right? Because I want to marry this guy.
See, now, Drew, your first man-on-man massage. How does it feel?
Oh, incredible. You know, when every guy called up and said that a guy's hands can give you a little bit more pressure than a woman's hands, they were absolutely right.
We never believed him either. We were doubters. We were haters. And
we're
now
stupid.
We want to send every man to Mario and to male masseuses all around the world. Are you called a masseuse, Mario?
Massage
is that the
therapist.
Massage therapist. I'm sorry.
Licensed massage therapist, masseuse. Yes, exactly.
Is masseuse like your N-word, or is that?
Yeah, that kind of implies sexual connotation, so we stay far, far away from that.
Does it really?
It does.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Yeah,
so there's nothing sexual going on here, except this is better than sex, to be quite honest with you.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to The Morning X. This is me resetting and taking over, just
thank
like
you.
I do when I answer the phones. I'm very polite. right now, Drew's face down on the table.
Ass up.
Mario is working on his lumbar region. Danielle is down on the floor, miking up Drew. Danielle, how are you feeling about this experience today?
Having Drew next to me, I just accidentally touched him. His hand is really close to my chest, which
sorry,
is weird. Also, his breath is just very warm. I'd rather have you next to me, Seth, just because I didn't feel this warmth on my hands. It's just so strange.
Do you feel like we're brothers, like we're your brothers, Danielle?
Yeah, I do. I look at you as family members that I would never think would be moaning to my right now.
Let's get right now while Drew is getting the rub down from Mario and getting his lumbar region worked on. Mimi, can you hit us with some more lines from 50 Shades of Grey to see if we can get Drew to where he needs to be for this?
Yes, I think I can.
Okay.
Oh, let's start out with, he really wants this.
I do.
In his bedroom, he stares down at me as we stand by his bed. Trust me, he asks me suddenly. I nod, wide-eyed, and I suddenly realize I do trust him. What's he going to do to me now? The thrill goes through me. Good girl, he breathes.
Oh, yeah.
His thumb brushing my bottom lip. He steps away into the closet and comes back with a silver-gray silk-woven tie and says, hold your hands together in front of me, as he orders me to peel off that towel.
Yeah.
And he throws it on the floor.
Throw it.
I do as he asks, and he binds my wrist together with that tie, knotting it firmly. His eyes are bright with excitement. He tugs at the binding.
No.
It's secure.
No, Seth! He's right by me! He's got his package over my face! I got you breathing on my hand!
Hey, listen, I'm sorry to interrupt Mimi reading that, but here's what's so great about this whole segment that we're doing, is that Mario does not seem fazed by any of this. I'm sitting here in my boxer briefs, Mimi's reading 50 Shades of Grey, Drew is face down moaning, Danielle's freaked out, and Mario is not fazed by this one bit. He's a GD professional.
I do what I do.
Have you ever
doing what I do?
Have you ever had an audience before like this?
Oh yeah.
Oh, have you?
Oh yeah. The Florida State Massage Therapy Association. We go to the Florida State Fair and has set up a booth to do chair massage. And so the public sees work being done, obviously not shirtless, but on a massage chair on a regular basis, because we want to promote that. We want to promote people, say, hey, get a massage. It's good for you.
I'll tell you what, Mario. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to book you to come over to my house because we're going to do you want to come too?
I would come to an all-male massage party at your house in a minute.
Well, I didn't say it was going to be a party. I just said I'm going to have Mario over.
No,
but
we'll do as I say.
Okay. can Danielle come? Can we just have this whole setup again with Mimi reading 50 Shades of Grey to us?
Oh, dude, his pressure is unbelievable.
Will
Those
you do
hands
as I
are
say
magical.
Too?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Drew, will you do as Mimi says?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. He drops his towel, but I can't take my eyes off his face. His expression is ardent and full of desire. What shall I do to you, he whispers as he eases me onto the bed and raises my hands above my head.
Ooh, daddy.
Keep your hands up there and don't you move them. You understand?
Yes.
This is not a man I want to cross, or a woman for that matter, ever. Answer me, he demands, his voice soft. I won't move my hands. Good girl, he murmurs. He deliberately licks his lips slowly. I am mesmerized by his tongue as it sweeps over his upper lip. He's staring into my eyes,
so much pleasure.
Watching me, appraising me.
Yes.
He leans down and plants a kiss on my lips.
Oh, yeah.
I am going to kiss you all over, Miss Steele.
Oh, yeah, and just if you're just tuning in, we are doing a man-on-man massage right now, male massages by Mario. We were talking a lot about John Travolta. He got he was getting man-on-man massages. We were talking about it. Drew and I have never had one. We got Mario in the studio. He rubbed me down. He's rubbing Drew down now. We are into male massages right now. Now, Danielle, I have a question for you. You've seen Drew and I in our boxers, both of us right now. Whose bulge is more impressive?
I have not looked at either of your bulge on purpose. Now, here's what I'll tell you about my experience with both. Seth, I accidentally came eye to eye with your bulge when I was getting off the ground a couple minutes ago.
And was it magical?
I did not really take the time to look at it. I'm sure that it's fantastic.
Look at my
Drew,
look at my pecs right now. I'm bouncing them.
Drew, I've seen you do it with a shirt on. I don't want to see it anymore. Drew, I accidentally saw you adjusting yourself through the hole. I'm not really into that either. If I had to pick between the boxers that Drew's wearing or the briefs that Seth is wearing, I would pick the briefs.
Thank you.
But that doesn't say anything because I'm trying not to pay attention to you guys and your cranks.
Well, don't fight the urge, Danielle. I mean, you could still look at your big brothers in their underwear, and it should be no big deal to you.
I don't think that that's legal in most states.
Hey,
I want to know if I'm doing a good job here, Danielle.
Oh
you're doing a great job, Mimi. I think Drew's where he needs to be. Drew, how's the lumbar feeling
Let
right now?
Let me tell you, he works the sciatic area and the lumbar region like I've never had it work before. I'm never going to make fun of anyone who gets a male massage ever again.
Let me ask you a question, Drew, and don't lie right now.
Boy.
Do you think that we should have underwear party Fridays every Friday?
Yes.
Okay, because I am feeling free right now.
Yep.
I mean, I am ready to do the rest of the show in my boxers.
Me too, totally. And I never want Mario to leave the studio ever.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.